welcome to Possible Oscar Cast number 31 here on KPOS Radio. You like that? I just made up some call letters for us.
K-POS? Right.
K-P-O-S.
Sounds like some sort of nostril thing.
Nostril thing, huh?
John's got some K-POS going on.
John's got some allergies going. Hey, I'm Jared. With me, as always, is Jeff.
Hi.
Nathan.
Yo.
John.
Here.
And together, we form the robot known as Possible Oscar.
I am the head.
Yes, feel free to punch him.
I am the head. Solar plexus.
So we are doing our regular post-rehearsal
Jeff is the penis.
Pre-weekend podcast.
I am a cock.
And here we are. So we rehearsed tonight. We had a few weeks off in between. We had some scheduling conflicts and we couldn't get together. So that is why we haven't had any regular podcasts.
And we're lazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not that lazy. We've got plans, though, now. We talked tonight. We were talking, stuff we are going to work on in the future. We're probably not going to get into it too much here because,
it's a surprise.
A lady has to have her secrets.
Secrets.
Mainly because she's sweaty. Because she has to have her... Anyway, so suffice to say, I think we've got a...
reference to a commercial I think I missed.
I'm just talking about, ladies' secret. It's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Whatever happened to that, by the way?
It's still around.
Did that become out of style?
No.
You
no.
know what I'm very...
Secrets never go out of style.
You know what I'm very happy about? They've taken deodorant commercials, and they've actually used the armpits now. My whole childhood, as a kid, I always thought deodorant was rolled on your arms.
Like, look how it rolls on clean.
And I'm like, as a kid, I thought you put deodorant over your entire body. Like, you roll it over your entire body. I never understood. Now, on commercials, they do the armpits. And that's why I stink.
There are some people who wear, costumes that are bodysuits and stuff like that, and there really isn't any ventilation. We'll actually put deodorant over their entire body to try to... reduce perspiration, I guess.
Is this a con thing?
Seems like a zero-sum game there, but...
That sounds awful. Wow.
So anyway, future plans. I think we've kind of decided on what we're going to do over the next few months.
We have a path.
2012? Holy shit, it's 2012 next year. Oh,
hey,
God.
December 23rd. World is
okay,
done.
Okay, well, we'll be done with our new project by then, I'm pretty sure.
Will we?
Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll see.
It might happen.
It's all pie in the sky right now.
It's like the EP.
It's all a flaming pie. Hey, EP happened before John had a baby and you guys joined the band. So it was like,
It's a long overdue EP.
It was. $4.99 at your in your iTunes. No, actually $7.99 iTunes. Don't buy it on iTunes. Go to Bandcamp.
At your local Woolworths store.
Go to music.possibleoscar.com to buy
it. At all Pomidas.
God, I wish it was in Pomida. So awesome. We're not hitting enough rural markets. And I think that is the title of the episode, Rural Markets. It makes no sense. So, Jeff, what did you do today?
I took the day off to surprise my wife to paint the house.
And yourself.
Inside,
and present yourself naked up against
the wall. That's pretty impressive.
I don't see any paint on you. You must have did a hell of a job.
I got some, right there.
No, I work
with... You can't see this, but yeah.
I work with my sister, so she stopped by my office, and she said you were training. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. No, it was a big ruse. Elaborate ruse.
Lied. Now, what were you supposedly training for? Did you?
Made up some elaborate accounting.
I'm going to say, you have to have some details, right?
I made up an entire accounting system.
Wow.
We have to
show her the registration form. It's off-site training. And
the most elaborate lie. Yeah, we have the training at the separate building at the Department of Transportation. It doesn't start till 8:30. That's why I haven't left yet.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a big elaborate lie.
Wow. So how many rooms is that if you're painting?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Prime first?
It was the paint with primer.
Oh, see, I've not used
that.
We
are talking about this now.
Yes, we are. Pro tip to anyone out there who's doing serious painting, though. You do want some form of primer,
yes.
I'm telling you. Because it makes it so much easier.
Learn that the hard way.
Because otherwise it just kind of soaks in until you've gone through about 7 coats of paint, and you're like, oh, I need more.
Let me tell you.
How many rooms are we talking?
There's the kitchen, dining room.
Okay.
Several hallways.
Yep.
A bedroom.
Okay.
And an entire living room.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are we talking multiple colors, one color? What's your palette?
That was all one color.
Really?
Yeah.
You go for an eggshell?
we went brushed nickel.
Brushed nickel, no, really? Yeah. Is that like a soft gray
no,
or something?
I'm
or?
Kidding. No.
Oh, what did you go for?
It was like wheat bread.
Wheat bread.
Yeah, it's kind of tannish, but it's
wonderful.
I can see Nathan. He's kind of dying.
So bored
to death.
Some of the excitement will be taken out of this moment because this was revealed right before we started recording. But yeah. So you spent the day painting the house, intending to surprise your wife, my sister, and then what happens after that?
She comes home with Foo Fighters tickets.
Look
as
at that.
A surprise. And I'm like, fuck me then.
Son of a bitch.
I think yours is the bigger sacrifice.
I will suck it. Yeah.
Yours is the bigger sacrifice and will be remembered in the long run. Once the concert is come and gone, no doubt the great memories will be forged that evening, but still.
Should look at the walls and be like, I think we should change this.
Let's go red.
She will look at the walls and say, you know what? We need to go see Hanson.
Oh, God. She's going.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier, too. John, anything new in your life? Besides this attack of the allergies that has given you the K-Pos?
I got a bad case for the K-Pos. No, I took some medication. I don't know what it is. Teresa's like, here, I got this medication. So I took
this. It's black label. We don't know. Yeah. I found it in the sewer.
And I woke up. I wasn't as stuffy. But about lunchtime, I started getting like the panic attacks and like my heartbeat.
Oh,
and I'm
my.
All fidgety and like anxious, and I'm like, "Oh, this isn't good." And I'm trying to walk it off, and so I'm not doing that again.
John does like 5 miles around the building.
I'm just like
trying to work it off.
Yep. So yeah, that's my
allergy meds, huh?
Yeah. So screw that. If I have to blow my nose, I'm blowing my nose. I don't care.
So the mustache is for you don't need a Kleenex.
Well, that's another thing with this mustache.
It's a K-Pos catcher.
Yeah, I have crusties on there and everything, so I'm getting a little homeless-ish.
Ladies. Nathan, anything new to report?
It keeps them away.
Still haven't found a job.
Oh,
no.
But other than that.
You still currently have a job.
Yeah.
For now.
They did hire the person who was going to replace me, but they have to hire his replacement before they can even think about.
So they hired someone from another facility, and they need to hire his replacement before he can come and steal your job from you.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, and the reason...
So I'm thinking that you have time to set up a series of elaborate traps.
Yes. I'm just going to shoot the fucker.
Well, that'll work, too.
With what?
Yeah, that's...
Remember, this is choices. On record.
choices.
So the crossbow for the jury.
You're a Call of Duty veteran, so you're probably like, oh, I could use this weapon, I could use this.
C4!
Come cannon.
What?
I don't know.
That's not the title of the show.
Oh, my. And Nathan, you and I have a little gaming session tomorrow night.
Not this again.
Finally, we're going to play Pathfinder again for the first since, was it May the last time we played?
No, it was June.
No, June was canceled.
It wasn't?
Yeah.
All of June? Fuck me.
Yeah, we were going to try to get one in before Convergence, and then it didn't work out. God, and then July came and went, and then August... Yeah, we finally got a date.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that because I had been reading ahead in the stories, and I didn't like the path that the stories took.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to do the first two pre-made books, and then we're going to do Homespun story after that.
Oh.
And I'm excited because it's basically been kind of a storyline that I've always wanted to tell with a game, any sort of game, and I figure... Fuck it. I don't know when I'm going to have another roleplay group, so...
If I could throw out some character ideas. There's a character named Butterbot. And there's also...
you don't say.
Zexis or Zexes or... I don't know. It's an alien with a name we can't pronounce.
Right.
Chloe Davenport.
So if you need some inspiration, there you go.
Okay.
I'm excited because I haven't. I need to actually review my character again because
we'll
it's been
that.
So long.
Yeah.
And I got to remember that I'm playing a sorcerer and I have the ability to buff the rest of the people in the party.
Butter buff?
Yes. I mentioned this last night to Angie, and she immediately thought, what are you giving them, blowjobs or something? What's going on? Yes, I'm going to fillet the entire party. That's how I give them power.
Fluffer.
Wait, are you level 2 now?
I'm level 2. I think I'm close to 3.
Okay. Because now you can, if I don't know what spells you took, but you can start doing like magic missile.
I got magic missile already.
Anyway, you got stuff.
I got stuff. I'm just biding my time. I know at some point I'm going to be the shit.
Yeah. It takes
time. I will be the knees of bees.
Watch your mouth.
All right. Hey,
so
Jeff.
So excited about that.
You got a big party coming up this weekend. Not a big party.
But a little,
party. Gonna miss
a little get together.
I can't make it.
Why not, dude? Is that a fest?
Renaissance Festival. Yeah. And it's my birthday.
Oh, is it?
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah. Oh,
what are you doing?
I'm working.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh.
I'm assuming.
He's so born.
Shit.
Let's sing happy birthday to Nate.
Not yet.
Yes.
It's not until Sunday.
No.
Well. Oh. They're not going to see this, hear this until
I'm pretty sure PSS 190 wants to get in on that song, too.
1, 2. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Nate. Happy birthday in an unconventional way. Fuck yeah.
I would just add clutter to this beautiful song, so I'm just going to sit back and let it happen.
I feel thankful. I'm all scared.
You're
so
welcome.
All of you out there in Posker land, make sure you wish Nathan a happy birthday.
On August 28th.
There you go.
Since.
Hopefully this will be out before then.
Before then. Not quite otherwise. Yeah, I'll be drunk Saturday night.
Nice.
Out at Fest Grounds, and then I'll be drunk most of Sunday while I work at Renaissance Festival again. And then I have to work that night at the bar. So.
Oh, shit, that's right.
If you guys
you've got
anything,
a full-ass weekend.
Yeah.
Are you getting a birthday blowjob?
I hope so.
A B-Day BJ?
If not, give me a call. All right.
Okay. We'll talk.
Don't let that K-pop ruin it.
And then next week, I'm flying out to Colorado for an interview.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
In Colorado.
What does that mean for our future? Tune in next time.
Pretty much.
On Pomida Radio.
Well, I guess we'll have to just, you know, watch that YouTube video series and figure out how to record long distance.
There you go. I'm not very hopeful about the Colorado. It was more of an excuse to go see friends in Colorado.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice. That's right. You have friends out there.
Yep.
Real briefly, I've started playing Fable 3 again.
I'm sorry.
Awesome.
I'm kidding.
I'm liking it so far.
I only got halfway through, so.
I will finish it. I will be the better man.
Oh, I did. You fucker. I finished. Yeah,
I say that because John has finished probably, you know, 100 games, and I finished probably 3. Ever.
Actually, and a couple of them were yours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sure, can I borrow this? Come back next day. Here you go. Oh,
Knights of the Old Republic? Sure, go ahead.
I played Dragon Age 2, finished it, and it's very unsatisfying.
Yeah.
I like it.
I bought it, and I played it for like 30 minutes. And I was like, well, that was...
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
It's...
Have they changed how it plays? Changes, like, controls and shit?
It's
why
more
do they do that?
Cons than pros, though. I thought at first it would be good, and I thought, okay, it's a little different, but maybe the story will carry it. And then, of course, the story is just blah, and it's nothing like the first one, so...
Jeff, are you playing anything?
Wait for it free or cheap.
You got a PS3, and you don't play any games, do you?
I do, and I have not.
There's like a game I've seen out there that some people play called like 3-Dot Heroes or something like that. It's like kind of like a retro RPG game, but it's all 3D and they're made out of, you can make characters out of blocks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's not like Minecraft though. But it looks kind of cool. I want to play it, but I don't have a PS3, so I'm not going to buy a PS3.
I have a PS3.
I know. You should maybe look into it.
Hey, I should.
Rumor is you have a PS3.
No. I'll check in on that.
I think it's about enough for the episode.
All right.
What do we got coming up? We are playing at WindyCon in November 11th through 13th. Which members are representing are still in flux. We hope to have some answers on that maybe by the next podcast. So stay tuned. KPOS podcast. Right here. So there you go. That's the end of the Posker cast.
We didn't talk about MC Front a lot.
Oh, shit.
No, I won't just save it.
No, we can talk about MC Front. Why not?
Okay.
We had the music scrolling.
I'm going to abort the end of the show. And that was our. Here's the thing: is that was like our one topic to talk about. When we were right before the show starts. We're like, hey, we should talk about MC Front. Yeah, we should talk about that. Yeah. That was really it. And we didn't talk about it at all. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it. All right. So Nathan and I went to the MC Front a lot concert here in Minneapolis last Friday night, August 19th, at Club Underground. Be there or be somewhere else. Anyway.
Dry because that place was leaking.
Yes. There was a spot where it was leaking like from the ventilation or something and there was a puddle accumulating on the floor.
Underground.
Yeah.
It's under a basement. A bar.
John, you've played there.
Yeah.
John and I played there as a G-Wildens to a packed house.
Halloween
it
night.
It was Halloween night. We were dressed as heavy metal rockers. Anyway, your assessment of the show, Nathan.
Let's not talk about the first band.
Yes.
We will just
ignore them.
Yeah.
Who was the first band?
Trendy Space Vegans.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
You're not talking about
them. You convinced me. No, you're right. I don't know. Strike that from the record.
Yeah, not even worth the breath. Valley Meadows, and I had seen both the guys do stand-up comedy, and it's funny because actually their stand-up comedy was very much like their show, where like, all right, you're building up to something funny.
A little bit of clarification: Valley Meadows does a kind of a fake nerdcore rap act. I don't even know if it's nerdcore, but it's kind of like funny hip hop. And they have sort of an act around it, and they're doing these characters in a funny manner. Mm-hmm. Continue.
And there's a lot of build up, and eventually it's super hilarious.
Yes.
And totally worth the wait. You just don't know where they're going for a little bit. It's like, I don't see what the... Oh, that is really funny.
Actually, I'm just going to say you need to brush up on your Kung Fu Karate.
I do.
Yeah. You had to be at the show to know what I'm talking about. Kung Fu Karate.
It was really hilarious to see a short, fat, bald, big bearded man try and do roundhouse kicks.
And he does like the slowest kick ever. And it's awesome. It's so hilarious. Direct line to the great Luke Ski, who may or may not listen to this podcast. We talked to them maybe about getting in contact with you about performing at MarsCon. So we'll see. You might be getting some email from a group called Valley Meadows. I think they're hilarious. I think the MarsCon crowd would enjoy them. So do not discount them based on not knowing who they are.
Mm-hmm. It was also the first time I'd seen Brandon Patton.
Yep.
And he's hilarious and a consummate, excellent guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Singer.
He's really good.
And then MC Frontalot.
I played a little ketchup and mayo for John before we started tonight.
Nice.
That was interesting.
I also really enjoyed his Paula Abdul.
Yes. I had that song stuck in my head until Monday afternoon, and I finally got rid of it with something else. But all weekend it was like, burp, 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 burp. And I was like, fuck. Straight up now, we're going to get
it forever. But I couldn't get his little, his commentary about the song out of my head.
Oh, right.
The fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. And he stops, and he's like, "Now I'd like to imagine that when she recorded this song, a cat jumped on her face, and she was blowing the hair out of her mouth. And that's what happened."
Yeah. So. Very clever.
Yep.
I enjoyed him when Frontalot rolled through town last year, and that was my first time enjoying a Brandon Patton show. And I enjoyed it. He played much the same songs this time, but it was still very good. And this time, now you could buy a CD with those songs on it. So I bought two of his albums. I believe Nathan did as well.
Yep.
He signed it with...
his blood.
Sexy Lady inlays. And
we talked about bass guitars for a little bit, so he signed it like my bass guitar was there.
It's pretty cool.
That was neat.
So what do you think of Frontalot's show?
It's good. He is an excellent performer. He's definitely got his thing. The fans were almost as interesting to watch as he was. Did you see the dancers?
I looked back occasionally and saw them. Yeah, I'm like, wow, okay. There's Frontalot on stage. I didn't want to watch him instead. But.
Did you ever see Arrested Development where the family does their own interpretation of chickens?
You know, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember it.
Well, they do funny dance movements and as if they were chickens. That's kind of what was going on over there.
Nice.
So,
yeah, it's a good show. His band is pretty solid. I've seen him now with three different keyboard players, but they seem to just drop in just fine and work out. So the rhythm section is solid as hell.
Yep.
Very, very good. Star Genius is an awesome drummer. Yeah, so this was my third time seeing MC Frontalot, and he continues to get better and better, I think. I like this venue because it was so small, and because of that the crowd, it seemed like it was a really packed house. When I saw him at 4th Street Station in St. Paul last year, you only probably had about a third of the room full. Now that room is, you know, reasonably big.
Yeah.
So it didn't surprise me, and it was like a weeknight, so it was a hard night to get people out, but still, I mean, That place has like a giant drum riser, so it was pretty cool to have the drummer way up, you know, 10 feet in the air. Anyway, I liked it, and I would recommend you checking out MC Frontalot live if he comes to your town. I think he's out on the West Coast this weekend for PAX, I don't know why I'm doing a press for MC Frontal here. I'm just saying
he doesn't help us.
I don't know. I've tried a couple times to get booked as an opening act for us, booked as an opening act for him. At least I think at this point he recognizes the name when someone says it, and he sort of knows who I am because I've met him a few times now. So
yeah.
So maybe at some point he'll go, you know what? We're in Minneapolis. There's that band I keep hearing about. Maybe I should
keep on shaking hands with them.
Yeah, and, they keep showing up to my shows. Maybe they'd like to bring some instruments one time. And anyway, that's that. All right, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Now we'll do the end of the show. Thanks for listening to PosterCast here on KPOS Radio. Check us out on the web, PossibleOscar.com.
No, wait. Didn't we want to? Never mind.
No, we're done. That's it. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and check us out next time. Bye-bye.